Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Ricardo and Angela Portillo are missionaries down in the country of Nicaragua near Sonata Lancaster Baptist Church in Lancaster, California. And I know these people well, and they've been doing a fine job there on their field. And Brother Ricardo says how time has flown. Just last month, Angela and I celebrated 14 years of marriage. The Lord allowed us to marry in January 2012, graduate college that May, and have a whirlwind deputation to be in Nicaragua by September of that same year. God has been so merciful and gracious to us. Now, little boys who got saved in Sunday school years ago, just recently during our teen camp, surrendered to serve the Lord with their lives. A little girl who came to church almost a decade ago has shared with us she feels the Lord burdening her heart to be a missionary in Africa. We thank the Lord for the way He's been working long-term in our hearts and lives. And as a result, four of our teens also chose to enroll in our Bible Institute, which this year has grown to have 26 students. Now, missions has always been the heartbeat of our church. We praise the Lord of how He worked during our annual missions conference. We've seen a 40% increase in our faith promise commitment, and we're thankful for the new missionaries we've been able to take on. Please pray for Carlos and Pastora Huerta, a young couple saved and discipled in our church, and their current Bible Institute students who've been led to serve the Lord in Argentina for 1 year. And this church in the middle of the jungle desperately needs a pastor. And they're leaving in 2 weeks and currently have about 100% of their personal monthly support, but don't have any ministry support as yet. The Lord has continued to providing numerical growth. Praise the Lord, last week we celebrated Friends Sunday, and we had 120 visitors in church. 8 of these raised their hands for salvation, and after being spoken with, prayed to receive Christ. We've been busy following up on our visitors and have seen more trust Christ. And Angela also praises the Lord for how He multiplied the food, exactly what we needed, down to the last piece of chicken. Well, just a few weeks back, we celebrated the addition of 19 new members to the church who completed our membership classes. We're so thankful also for the new growth with the teenagers. 8 people, including some of our teams, have led their first souls to Christ between November and January. One teen commented how he went home to tell his unsaved mother about how he had won a soul, and she became very worried, thinking he had somehow went off to take other people's souls. Thankfully, there was another family member who was able to explain that we're not a witch church. So the Lord has been blessing our Sunday school classes with numerical growth, and now we have divided our teen department, splitting up the teen girls and the guys, and the girls were very happy about it because they get my wife for a teacher. And the guys, not so much because they lost all the girls. Well, pray for continued growth, both spiritually and numerically, and that these teens would practice purity and patience for God's timing. Exciting times we're living in. Angela has also started a church library, and God has provided generously through friends and family to begin this ministry. Thank the Lord for their great work there.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.